coaches at the Black Baseball Media Classic. Mm-hmm. And I ran across the man here with these young amateurs, Jay Nash.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How we doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Excellent, excellent.
So it's been a long time since you've been on Coach Show.
It's been a long time. You know, like I say, since you've been coaching, like I say, I haven't had the chance to be around you as much, but what you pass on to me now, I try to pass on to the youth as well.
So tell us what's going on today with you.
Well, today I'm here in support of the Kenwood Baseball Academy, but also the Chicago White Sox ace. I am a coach for the Kenwood baseball program.
So you're the man, in other words?
I'm the man standing next to the other man of the man, you know? So that's what I try my best to do.
So, I mean, you still gloating over that championship Kenwood got last year?
We excited, but again, that's past tense. In the presence now, we're just trying to see and make sure that we take care of business right now.
No, forget that. I'm enjoying that championship. Don't be dramatic with Coach.
We are. We're enjoying it. But like I say, you know, we want to bring back something else, another piece of championship medals to the school.
So, I mean, something good going on out here with high school baseball. I mean, Chicago Public League. I mean, we're on the verge of something with this Black Media Classic.
Very much. It's a very unified event. Some schools from north, south, east, and west. From even night, also outside of CPS. So it's a very exciting, unified thing to do for our community and let them know how important baseball is. With baseball not being one of the top sports for the urban community, this definitely kind of unites us together and make it kind of fun and interacting as well.
And hey, you being polite and say urban community. That's like Black community in the hood, okay?
Right.
They saying we ain't playing baseball, but I'm seeing a lot of black good talented ball players out here playing baseball.
Yeah, we got a lot of good black talent playing baseball as well, and it kind of gets smothered by basketball and football. And again, you know, the way the coaching is and travel ball is now, you know, we still have to spend a lot of time doing baseball. Like I say, you know, from the Negro League until now being, you know, just in the Midwest, you know, with us having to fight through the climate of the cold weather and moving it indoors and now being a chance to be outdoors. You know, it's fun for our kids, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And you guys doing your part in helping these inner city kids get a chance to play past high school.
Yes. Our biggest thing is not just for them to play professional, but most importantly, for them to get to college and with the most of their tuition paid for as best as possible. We teach them how to not just play baseball on the field, but also how to be young men off the field as well.
Let my audience know where you went to high school at.
Oh, man. Well, I'm best of both worlds. I went to Corliss, and then also went to Hales Franciscan. So I played Catholic and public.
So you was a man, in other words.
Man, you know, hey, a few people told me something like that, you know, but I'm still waiting for you to tell me one of these days. So, you know, I haven't done it well if I haven't had the great maiden to do so.
Jay Nash was the man.
Appreciate it.
Always, man. Thank you.
All right, take care.
You too.
Hopefully I missed your, you know.